Hello.
Hi, Randy. It's Tina from Local Splash. So sorry about the confusion of getting the call to me.
No, that was all right. I had told her that it might be better if I talk to you tomorrow because I'm driving to a job.
Okay.
Tomorrow would probably be better because I would at least be sitting in front of my desk and be able to give you my full undivided attention. Because I do have some questions.
Okay.
And I do need to get refreshed on mainly like the website algorithm type stuff.
Okay.
To how to get a better footprint and get better results. Not to say that I wasn't getting results.
Right.
But it was more like I kind of just let the thing do its own thing because
right.
I wasn't quite built to where it's like, okay, we're going to have every customer do a review and this and this and that. So, I was just talking to my technician right now and I was like, my renewal has come up for this. And even though we should have already been doing a lot of this extra stuff, I'm going to have to move forward with it because we're going to have to keep this thing going. But now we'll have to really be due diligent in getting reviews so that we pop up sooner, you know, on Google, from what I understand.
Right.
But those are
right.
a lot of some, those are the ins and out questions that I have. It'd just be better if I was sitting down, I'm not driving, but my guy is, but we're literally about to pull up to the job.
Okay. So if you like, all I do typically is collect failed payments, and that's why it was transferred back to me, because it's showing that we're having trouble processing the payment. So
the card that probably was there in the beginning did get changed because this was over a year ago when I got with you guys. I had got
no
my
wonder.
Account got compromised, and I had to change it all.
Okay. So if you like, I can update that for you now and then have customer service call you tomorrow, and they can go over. I think there's two things mainly that will help you. You don't have to do a lot of programming. But number one is the reviews, like you mentioned, and I can send you an email that will help you with that. And secondly, it looks like we have stock photos up on your website. So if you could get some of your real photos over, that always helps. So,
oh, okay.
Basically, those two things will help a lot. Now that you're going to the month-to-month subscription at $299, that will also boost your results because each month, that includes $100 worth of Google ads. So the $2,500 annual subscription, that only included $900 for the whole year. So you got a little bit less than $100 each month, right? So with this, now you're getting a full $100 budget each month. So that will boost your performance too.
And then is that automatically done, just like the whole pushing the button for the marketing, like it pushes – the company out or?
Right. So the ads, we have them set up for you as a radius currently, and
gotcha.
It would continue with that radius unless you wanted to change it. So right now you're being found in 20 different areas. Osceola, forgive me if I pronounced that wrong, Indianola, St. Charles, Charlton, Afton, Mount Air, Lamoni, Leon. So there's 20 different areas. So let's say
I actually have no idea where those areas are that you just named off.
Okay. Oh, no, you know what? I apologize. I was looking at a different account. I went into your dashboard and it went into a different account. No wonder, because those areas were in Iowa.
yeah, there you go.
That is so funny. So, okay, so let me just go back to your dashboard real quick and I'll tell you where your ads are being. So the reason I suggest maybe condensing the area is if you're using it as a radius and it's working good, then leave it that way. You're actually being found in 111 areas. So your correct dashboard is in front of me and it's showing San Jose, Silicon Valley, Sacramento, Santa Clara, Sunnyvale, Fremont, Modesto, Pleasanton,
right.
Mountain View, Elk Grove. So let's say that you have some Beverly Hills type areas close to you that you like to take work in. Rather than setting it as a radius, you can change that to just put the ads in those specific areas. And that way you'll get more real estate on the first page in those specific areas. Because if you're getting $100 a month, every time somebody clicks on the ad, that money will come out of the budget. So right now, the ads might be running in some areas that are undesirable to you. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I'll probably look at that and consolidate it, get it a little closer to home, too.
I think that makes sense, yeah. Because, I mean, a lot of people say, oh, I want a 50-mile radius when they start. But in reality, the way gas prices are, do you want to drive 50 miles out, especially if there's business right in your own backyard, you know?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, so I'll go ahead and I'll take care of that. And, yeah, if you can get me in touch with who I can talk to tomorrow.
Sure.
That'd be great.
I'll send a request over to them, and they'll call you tomorrow. So in order to do the payment, is it still the Garden Farms Avenue for the billing address? Okay, and then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4342.
Okay.
5624.
Got it.
4224.
Okay.
2499.
Okay, expiration?
0526.
Okay, and the code on the back?
134.
Okay. And then when they call you tomorrow, you want them to call you on the same number?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So let me get your authorization. And then
if I don't answer, give them a message to leave me a voicemail with their extension. And if I'm in the middle of something, I'll call back.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. All right. Well, I got the green light on the payment, so you're all good to go there. So if you have any further questions, they'll cover it for you tomorrow, okay?
Thank you. That's awesome.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.